So the line is open.
Vance?
Yes, Jim.
I already ordered my watch.
Okay, so it's already available then.
It is.
Okay.
It looks great.
And you have it, or you're looking at the pictures and saying it looks great?
Looking at pictures. I just ordered it about, probably 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
What is the item number?
The item number, which I can give you on the sheet that I'm looking at right now, is 19118.
That's it.
And it even includes instructions on how to use it. For those who are time sensitive or watch challenged, it says how to use. Wear in the same manner as any watch. Well, that's good of them. Because I was thinking about, strapping it around my big toe. Because that's such a convenient place to be able to look to, find out where the, what time of day it is. Sorry.
Oh, you did.
Missed it.
Okay, any other comments, questions about anything? Things you've always wanted to ask.
Well, Vance, this is Denise from New Orleans.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. I wanted to ask you, we tried to find Barbara's, the conversation from last weekend online, and we couldn't seem to find it. Is it with the podcast, or is it just with the conference call?
You're talking about last Saturday, as in a week ago, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me look right quick, and I'll bet Steve could jump on the line and tell us that.
Oh, okay.
I think when I looked a couple days ago, that call has been posted as of yet. So I know what Steve has been focusing in on this week, so the couple hours it takes to edit and fix things. Because anytime Vance is on a phone call, especially a conference call, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed. I'm looking at the website right now at SaturdayAMLive.com, and it has not been posted yet. No.
Okay, thanks. That's probably why we have to find it.
It will be. But again, I would stress, our whole focus last Saturday was talking about the leader of the pack incentive, which, by the way, I didn't mention, the qualifications for that, for us as consultants, us as sellers, that changed. It's now set up that when we introduce people to NECN, either existing that we've sponsored first level to us or brand new people, and they invest in the packs, once we've reached 1,000 PV, personal group volume, PGV, that's when it starts kicking in for us. So let me put it to you this way. When we introduce two people to the Vital Day pack, or someone buys two packs, they can do that. There's no limit. And that's 1,000 PGV. They not only receive $75 in NECN reward dollars per each one of those packs, but then we, as the seller, as the introductory, the introducer, we also receive $75 per each one of those packs, because at that point we've reached the qualification, which is 1,000 personal group volume derived directly from packs. That was originally 2,000, but let's not focus on what it was originally. Let's just focus on what it is now. For the next 4 months, it's cumulative volume. So we've got a whole 3.5 months from now to take advantage of it. If I had a bullhorn, I would stick it up to the phone right now and say, please do not wait to take advantage of this. When talking to people, introduce them to the packs. Show them up front what's available at a deep discount, all of our solutions, because you don't know. And I mentioned this, I think, last week. Rick Murphy met a gal, and all she was interested in was the waterfall. That's all she wanted. But when they showed her the environmental path, they said, well, that makes a whole lot more sense. So her $308 order became a $1,000 order. Well, that's $692 more. So that's good, right? I mean, I guess in my thinking, I don't see how that's not good, because she not only now addressed the water solution of her home, but she addressed the lighting, she addressed the air, she addressed the water that flows over her body in the shower. So, I mean, she went to a whole new realm because simply they just told her about it. And most of the time, if we don't know, we don't know. So, again, that's what the bulk of last week's call was. Actually, that was all of last week's call, looking over at my notes. The watch, by the way, is available. The quick reference flyer is online, explaining all the details about it. It doesn't say, which is kind of interesting, it does not say anywhere on the flyer or in the details section, unless I'm missing it, it does not say anywhere that it is a limited supply. So maybe they, maybe Nikan ordered a bunch of these and we'll have them for quite some time. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
Okay, what was the question?
The question was, last week's call with surprise guests, the Fosters, Charles and Pam Foster and Barbara Bertucci. We can't find it on the website at this point.
The last Saturday's call is there, just with a line. It doesn't have a great big tag, but the call is actually there. Just click on the link. There's not a great big thing. The link before that was the Bertucci call.
Right, I'm seeing that. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's... okay, I... who was it, Denise in New Orleans or Louisiana that asked about the call? It's right here. I see it. Big, bold red. It says, stream August 30th. So the date's wrong. That's all. That's why we can't find it. But next to it, it says, Vance instructs us about the two for the win and the leader of the pack promotion. It's basically the first call. It's right above the one with Barbara Bertucci. So, Steve, if we could get that date corrected.
You know, I just keep showing I'm human every week. It's amazing.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And it was Denise, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Denise, it's right there. It just got the wrong date on it, but we'll Steve will get that fixed. It was last Saturday, which
right.
is 13th. What was last Saturday? The 6th? I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm sorry.
6th.
So it'll change and it'll say Saturday, it'll say September 6th.
All right, thank you so much.
Eventually. You're welcome. And again, on all conference calls, if I could add in this, we, because of our time schedule, don't have the opportunity, like every Wednesday night, Rick Murphy and Dave Johnson do an incredible call. Life happens and other things will take precedence. I would highly encourage you, when you have down moments, something that I've done that's kind of goofy, but it's very effective and it works, is I just take the laptop into the bathroom with me, and because we have Wi-Fi through our whole home, I just bring up these calls, and I'll just click play, turn the speakers all the way up, and while I'm getting ready for the day, or showering, that's, you know, 15 minutes, I don't have to focus on, you know, washing my hair. I'm not that anal. I can listen, although I can't take notes. I haven't gotten to the point of grabbing a dry erase marker and writing on the shower glass. But I can always go back and say, ooh, that was a really good point, and glance down, look at the time, and then I can move it back. So I would encourage you to do that. There's so much amazing information out there. But don't spend all of your time focusing in on calls. when we know that, hey, we need to focus on getting in front of people or calling people, introducing these, referencing the calls as far, oh man, I was just on a conference call and I heard this gal share about how, well, she had cancer and not making a medical claim, but she used some of Nikan's nutritionals and she never had to have radiation or chemotherapy. And she's still alive today doing phenomenal. And you say, well, and they say, well, wow, I'd like to hear it. Well, hey, let me just send you a quick YouTube video, and she shares her story. And you can go on YouTube, type in Barbara Bertucci, and boom, there it is. But this is information, if we can't get to see these people in person live because there's not a wellness preview going on, tap into what's going on around the nation as far as all these different calls that are taking place.
On Saturday, AI Live.
Well, yeah, we could. I could promote myself. Is that kind of narcissistic? Usually, I think that's what the definition is. But yeah, no. And Steve, how many years worth of calls do we have here? Let me take a quick peek. We go back all the way to 2006. So that's 8 years worth of recordings of calls. And I referenced this one that we did back July 1st, 2006 with Dr. Melanie Caldwell. I would love to know how much what she shared, excuse me, as far as what kids were dealing with back then prior to 2006 with allergies, asthma, ADHD, chronic cough, autism. And I remember from when we had this conversation, Melanie got to the point of she had written her 16,000th prescription for Ritalin as a pediatric doctor, and she said at that point, I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it. And she was had been introduced to Nikan. She was prescribing over 600 stimulants a month. And so anyways, the call is there, and it's not as if it's dated. You'll get to hear that's just one person's story. Those statistics today are even more staggering because the rate of autism is only going up. There's got to be some common denominator in our culture, and it's not the water. It's not just the water alone. It's because our food system has changed, our food supply has changed. Things are overly processed, our environmental factors. There's so many things going on. All these calls are there.